I did two videos and I accidentally deleted both of them. The whole system's been decoded. I just decoded the whole system today at lunch. I was actually thinking about it. Just came out of nowhere. It's almost hard to believe. Let me give you some examples. Agent Smith in The Matrix, he says, "It's me." He puts his hand in somebody else's heart, and the guy says, "It's me too." Eminem, M-E-M, reverses me. The Emmys, I know it's spelled E-M-M-Y, but the Emmys is about me, right? And E-M is the reverse of me. It comes down to this. The story of Christ, it's all about Christ and His story and not about me. There's no in between. So a person wants it to be about them or it's about Christ. It's either about me or it's about Christ. It's the story of Christ. And so their whole system, they put them up. They rise up and they worship each other. They praise each other. They give each other the praise and honor and worship. And they send them and they said, "You got an Emmy. An M-E. Eminem. Me. It's all about them." No, it's the story of Christ. We, in Him, we live and breathe and have our being. Everything that we do is because of what Jesus did at the cross. And so if you look at the cross, I know the video I deleted. Let me try to redo it right now. Anyway, that's important, the me part. But let me show you the code behind the codex. Now, when I say code behind the codex, this is the other video. So the first one is about, just look at everything they do. It's all about me it's their story instead of the story of Christ. Now, this is the other video that I accidentally deleted. And I went into a long explanation, but let me just give you the summary. God allowed me to see the code behind the code, but the code, the codex, which is the book, which is the Bible, Biblio, Bible. The Bible is the codex, and God allowed me to see the code behind the codex, the code behind the Bible, but the Bible is saying the same thing the code is saying. That's why it's a fractal holographic universe, because at every level it's the same truth. So whether you're reading Ephesians, Colossians, Revelation, Old Testament, whether you're walking down the street, no matter what you're doing, it's the same truth. So let me explain it. So Jesus split space-time. There's the cutting. Why did He split space-time and go to the cross? Cross means cut, right? Because He's turning out copies of Himself. Jesus is turning out copies of Himself, which means turn, right? Cut, turn. Why would He want to do that? Because He's trying to bring mankind back into union with God. And God can't look on sin, so there has to be a mediator between God and man, which is Jesus. There's always a mediator. When you're looking over here at a telephone pole, there's a medium, which is air. You have to go through something to get to something else. A medium, whether it's water, air, whatever. So Jesus is the junction point, the unction point, J-unction. Jesus is the unction. He's the nexus point between God and man. There's only one way to get back to God. That's through Jesus. There's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so He split space-time, went to the cross to turn out copies of Himself, sons of God, daughters of God. So the turn to bring you back into union with God, which is the union. And then so that you could flow in the spirit walking in the spirit. So that is the code of all things. Cut, turn, union, flow. And so you see it in Ephesians. You see it in Colossians. You see it in Revelation, that God sent out His Word to bring back, to turn you back to the truth, to union you back, praise God, so that you could flow in the Spirit walk. Doesn't matter what book you read, Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, it's all the same truth. Doesn't matter if you're walking down the street, if you're riding in your car, if you're reading a book, it's the same truth. Cut, turn, union, flow. The piercing. Jesus split space-time, went to the cross to bring you back together, to gather, same word. Together and to gather, same word. Same word. Everything is that truth right there. God allowed me to see the codex behind the codex, and the reality is the Bible says the same thing the code does, and the code is cut, turn, union, flow, because you're being cut by the Word of God. And the other thing I was going to talk about, this is like the third video, listen to this. When God cuts you, He cuts you for your growth. When the devil cuts you to make you like him. He tries to do cognitive dissonance, to get you in bitterness and unforgiveness, to live in the past, to be mad and bitter and upset. But when God cuts you, it's to grow you. When the devil cuts you, it's to turn you into a copy of him. So it's not a gentleman type cut. When God cuts you, it's like a gentleman. You know it's from God, because God is not putting you under condemnation. He's building you up. When the devil cuts you, he's trying to put you under condemnation. That's why your legalist is your worst enemy, because a legalist is always trying to find something to get you. Think about a legalist. The legalist is an agent of Satan, always trying to catch you in something. They're always trying to catch you in some wrongdoing or something. And actually, when they point one finger, they got three pointing back. They are agents of the devil, the legalist. And so they're trying to put you back under law, condemnation, and all that stuff. They're agents of the devil. For real. Agents of the devil. Had to answer a text real quick. So I want you to think about what I'm saying. When God cuts you, God is turning you back to the cross. God is turning you back to Himself. God is trying to bring you in union with Him, so that you have that flow of that living waters, that eternal life, the life more abundantly inside. But when the devil cuts you, he's trying to get you into bitterness and regret, and he's trying to accuse the brethren. The devil has to use this same pattern. The cut, turn, union, flow is in Colossians, it's in Ephesians, and the whole Bible. It's the way this reality is set up. And the devil has to use that same pattern, but he uses it in the anti. And so when the devil cuts somebody, it's under guilt, shame, condemnation. You're bad, you're evil, and But when God cuts you, you know you're bad, but you know that God is drawing you, right? So when the devil turns you, he's trying to turn you in, instead of turning you towards Jesus, he's trying to turn you in to your own, be your own guru, your own God. And the devil's trying to disconnect you from God, but union you with a hive mind. Me. It's me. They rise up and it's all about me. So the devil's trying to union you into the hive, which doesn't include the head of the body. And that's why they always want to cut the head off. John the Baptist, they cut his head off. Tribulation saints, they cut their heads off. they want to cut the head of the body off. That's why Jezebel's wife wants to cut the head off the husband. That's why a mother-in-law wants to cut the woman's head. So let's say there's a mother-in-law and she's trying to run the man's house. She's trying to cut the head off of her daughter. Because it's the Jezebel, it's the queen beehive mind. It's the cube. So they want to cut your head off. Because they don't want you to be union with Jesus. They want you to be union with the hive. And that's why when you don't run with them to the same excess of right, they speak evil of you. And so the flow would be, I guess, what would be the opposite of the flow of the spirit walk? I guess it would be the flow of self-worship, which probably self-gratification to lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God, I guess. I don't know. The world, the flesh, pro-life. I guess the flow would be pride, lovers of pleasure, pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God, the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pro-life. So I guess the flow of the anti would be more just live it up, you know, to the hilt. Paint the town to the hilt as much as you can. And so the devil has to work inside that same pattern. So when you cross the street, when you put a sheetrock screw in the sheetrock to hang a picture, it's the same. Cut, turn, union, flow. That is the pattern. And so even the devil has to work with that pattern because it goes back to the cross. Jesus split space-time, went to the cross, rose again to bring you back into union with God, to give you the Holy Spirit so you could flow. So there's always an anti, there's always a copycat, but it's an anti-system. Long story short, I had three videos that I accidentally deleted. The me, it's all about me, 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 me. The stars have an Emmy, M&M, McDonald's, have it your way. It's all about me. It's the story of me, but it's really the story of Christ. And nobody has a story without what Jesus did, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And so when God revealed that to me at lunchtime, I was like, I had to do some videos, but I accidentally deleted them. It's His story. It's not our story. So we are able to partake of that eternal life because of what He did at the cross. We wouldn't exist without that. So to get mad at God because it's His story. See, the devil is mad. Well, I don't have a free will. I don't have a choice. You have a limited free will when it comes to what you're going to do in life. God has a program. The gifts of the Spirit He gives out to whom, you know, to whoever. Long story short. Me, 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 me is the Agent Smith. It's me too. It's all about me, my story, what I want. The other thing was the code behind the code is encoded in everything, which if there's code behind the Bible, and there is, and I've decoded it by the grace of God, but the Bible says the same thing the code says, and what is the code? To gather together. God is collecting together His elect. And so since God is collecting His elect into the body of Christ, the devil is going to have to collect his people. Oh, the other part of the video was Cain. Cain. So you know Cain. So here, think about this. Cain, listen. I wish I could have not deleted those videos, but check this out. Cain, that was Abel's brother. Cain was mad at Abel because Cain wanted to be his way. God was not happy with Cain's sacrifice because Cain wanted to be my way, my offering. But Abel went by faith. He did the blood sacrifice, which pointed to Jesus, which points to faith. And so Cain was in the same household as Abel, an enemy on his own house. And so he had to trick Abel to get him out in the woods and kill him. And so that same pattern is today. Those people, those Hollywood people who say it's all about me, 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 they hate you when you walk by faith. This is why they hate you. This is why Jesus knew that the Pharisees wanted to kill him. Because it goes all the way back to the cross. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He knew they wanted to kill him because they wanted rules. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Something they're doing in the flesh because they wanted to build themselves up. They want a bunch of flying monkeys to worship them. It's all about me, 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 me. You see what I'm saying? They worship themselves. I can't believe that those videos got deleted. But anyway, it went out into the universe. It'll come back to my mind, and I'll do some videos. But this whole thing is about God and His story, the story of His Son. And He sent out seed to gather through Christ, to gather the elect, to make copies of His Son, Jesus, so that you could be sons of God, daughters of God, and you could actually enter into that same joint heir as Christ by faith. But it's not your works, it's His finished work. It's totally amazing. And so it's playing out in 3D. What you see on the 2D, what is playing out in your language, is playing out in the colors, the shapes, the symbols, is playing out in the movies, the TV, is playing out as you walk across the street, talk to your neighbor. It's playing out all the time, everywhere at all times. That same story of Cain and Abel is playing out even in your own core. When you want to do it your way and not God's way. When you want to go your own way and not God's way. It's playing out inside. But God is not like the devil where He puts you under condemnation and guilt and shame. God is wanting to restore us back to Himself with agape love. Where the devil wants to make you a slave like the Pharaoh and make you feel guilt like you didn't measure up, you know. It's so amazing that we're playing out that story moment by moment every day. We're playing that same story. And a lot of people, when they realize and wake up to it, they might get mad and say, well, why do I even exist if it's His story? Well, enjoy it. Enjoy life, eternal life. Otherwise you don't exist. Yeah, but I gotta worship Him forever. Well, what if you didn't exist? What if you didn't exist? I mean, you know, you're playing your role in the scroll. You're playing your role in the scroll. What is the other option? That you never existed. You actually can see how God's love for humans, God's love for His creation, you can actually see it playing out and experience that. And just, it's like watching a movie. You don't even need to watch TV. You don't need to watch any movies on the internet or anything, because you're actually watching it play out in your life, in all around you, how God loves everybody, even the narcissists. But they keep rejecting Him and they turn into Wile E. Coyote. It's playing out in the politics. It's playing out on the... playing out everywhere. It's playing out in the sine wave, in the stock market. It's playing out the whole world. The same story is happening everywhere. And you could say, you could sit back and just watch it. You could be a part of it. You can sit there and say, praise God that He created me, that I can actually be a part of this and just see it happening, you know. I enjoy decoding. I never thought about decoding before till God revealed it to me. He said it's right in front of me. I thought, what's right in front of me? 6 months later, I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, it's right in front of you. It. What is it? Information technology. The word craft forming you on the inside. What's the word craft? God's word that's encoded in 3D, 5D, 2D, everywhere. God's word is encoded in all things because Jesus is the word. It's in the colors, the shapes, the symbols. Your fingers, your toes, your body. It's encoded in the corporations, even though they're dead. They still have to have a head. It's encoded in everything. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're able to not only watch it, but it's in you. It's from Him, through Him, and to Him. Not only is it in you, it's all around you. You're actually swimming in it. And you're being changed back to oneness with God, even though you're in Christ. It's everywhere. The same story is encoded in everything. And so it's like once you see it, there's no way to lose. There's no way for them to take your joy. They can't take your joy. Because you're in it, it's everywhere. You're surrounded by the same stories everywhere. It's like imagine sitting in a theater, going to the theater and watching a movie. And as you're watching that movie, you see yourself on the screen. And somebody's got a camera on you while you're sitting there, and you're actually watching yourself in the movie. And then you look over at the camera and the camera's on the screen. So not only is it about you, it's all around. No matter where you look, it's the same movie. The movement of E, which is spirit, the movement of the spirit. So you look over at your neighbor and your neighbor's on the screen. You look over to the right, to the left, it's all about God gathering the elect. All the movies are just subsets of that story. If it's a love story, it goes back to the cross. God loved, so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. If it's a horror show, it's because Jesus had to go to the cross and die. If you're watching a football game, face-to-face fight, you're struggling. You're struggling with the flesh. You're learning how to walk in the Spirit. And so you're moving from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, but you don't understand you think the Christian life is world-based, but you're struggling, you're fighting, you're face-to-face with God, with His Word, and then boom, you catch the football and you get the understanding that walking in the Spirit's not a rule-based living, and you don't have to struggle anymore. You just rest in the finished work of Jesus, and you walk in love and truth, and that's the walk of the Spirit. Somebody needs to be shouting. You're in the story. It's all around you. It's happening in the cells of your body. It's happening on the TV screen, but it's also happening in your reality, in your home, in your life. It's happening everywhere. As a fractal hologram. No matter where you go, the story of the cross is being preached everywhere at all times. And as you go through the growth process, you're starting to see Jesus more. Jesus is being revealed more and more. What He did at the cross is actually everywhere in front of you. I've shown it in my codes. I've showed it through the words. I've showed it through the etymology. I've showed it by breaking the words into parts. It's encoded in the color wheel. It's encoded in everything that Jesus is being revealed even when you're walking down the street. Even when you're just sitting there thinking and meditating or reading. It's in order to read, you have to flow. The flow goes back to the blood flow, the issue, the blood flow. To have a birthing, a woman has to have a cycle. There has to be a blood flow to have a birthing. So for you to birth into your next state, there has to be a birthing from state to state to state, from one state to the next state. There has to be the blood flow. A cycle. That's something. Chew the cud. Chew the cud of the truth. You're actually in it. You look back at the cross, but you're in it. You're in it. It's in you. Because you're hid in Christ, in God. It's in Him. Why do you think when you go to church, let's sing some hymns? Because it's about Him. Let's go to church and sing some hymns. Why? Because it's about Him. Somebody's told me today, put that in the lost and found. Okay, so I said, okay. I once was lost, now I'm found. I don't know if they understood me. Why? Because it's about Him. Doesn't matter if it's a job. Doesn't matter if it's riding down the street, your steering wheel, your gas evaporating. Whatever it is, it's the same story of the cross encoded everywhere at all times. Even in your marriage, even in raising kids, even in your computer programming language, it's encoded everywhere. The story of the cross is encoded in everything that you're doing. And for if somebody says, well, then why am I here? If I'm preaching the cross without even knowing it, why am I here? Because God loved you enough to create you so that you can experience it. If you're in it, it's in you. You're in Christ. Christ is in God. From Him, through Him, and to Him, hid in Christ, in God. He's everywhere at all times. What else is there, people? What else is there? There's nothing else. Pray. And so if you realize there's nothing else, then you're going to say, praise God. Because He sustains you. That's why He said, drink of My blood, eat of My flesh. Because He is eternal life. He's the one sustaining you. He's the one sustaining everything. It all flows from Him. Without Jesus and His story, none of this could exist. And none of it would keep going. There's no argument to fight against this. The only argument that somebody would come up with is the same argument as the devil. And he wanted to be worshipped instead of worshiping God. He wants to be worshipped. Me, 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 me. There's no other choice. That's why a narcissist wants to be perfect and needs some flying monkeys to build them up. Because they want to be worshipped. There's no other choice, people. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. This is it. I don't care about politics or music or holidays or none of that stuff. It's all about what Jesus did at the cross. And you're actually eating and drinking of that every moment. You can't even think without that truth. You can't even use a brain cell. You can't even think. You can't walk without what Jesus did at the cross. Because you're only able to do it because that's what it's all around you. You're actually living it. Moment by moment by moment, it's repeating the death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. This is why socialism never works, because people don't want to sacrifice. There's always sacrifice, death, resurrection. There's always a death of something till you get resurrection to the new idea, the new identity. It never stops. When you sleep, when you wake up, when you eat, you chew the food. Everything that you're doing is that junction point of the cross.